You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with director Adam Bolt. Adam is the director of Human Nature, a new documentary that focuses on the breakthrough called CRISPR, which has given us unprecedented control over the basic building blocks of life. In this one-on-one, we get to speak to Adam about the incredible implications of such an amazing scientific discovery, the ethical questions associated with human genome mapping, and how scientists are grappling with them. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish. Hi, Adam. Hi, how are you? thank you for your virtual acquaintance. I really appreciate it.
Exactly, likewise.
Wow, this is an incredible topic with the documentary, with Human Nature. I just an unbelievable scope to the potential of something like this. How did you come to be associated with the film?
Well, I'd heard of CRISPR, but I didn't think of reading a film about it until some colleagues of mine reached out to me. One of whom was Dan Rather, who I worked with on and off over the years as an editor and producer, and he had done an interview with Jennifer Doudna, who's one of the discoverers of CRISPR that we feature in the film, and he and another mutual colleague who's also an executive producer on the film were just kind of blown away by exactly what you're saying, by the scope and potential of this technology, and by Jennifer herself, who was very thoughtful and articulate about, kind of her own qualms and grappling with the implications of what she helped put out in the world. So we were all pretty excited about the idea of turning that into a film, although daunted, for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is something that needs to be talked about, absolutely. Can you talk a little bit about CRISPR and, what blew you away with the discovery?
Well, two things, I think. One, just as a, interested lay person, I was aware that, for decades, people have been talking about the possibility of, one day maybe humans could modify their own DNA, and this, this idea of quote unquote designer babies, that's been out there for a long time. But it's always been this kind of theoretical someday in the future kind of thing. So I was pretty blown away when I was first starting to research this a little bit, talking to scientists and hearing them say this is really happening now. This isn't theoretical anymore. This we're going to see over the next few years these things that people have only imagined, and over the course of making the film that turned out to be true. Things happened that the people have been predicting for a long time but were never possible before. And then I would say one other thing that kind of blew my mind was what CRISPR actually is, which is this, it's this little molecule that came from bacteria, and it was discovered by a bunch of different scientists around the world who weren't trying to discover an earth-shattering technology. They were just trying to understand bacteria and, this kind of obscure field of research that no one really cared about. So, the idea that this breakthrough came from nature itself, there was something almost mythic about that to me, and that seemed like a sort of fascinating thing to dive into in the film.
And the doc seems to indicate, certainly there's a lot of implications to go with this sort of, sort of technology. And the doc indicates that much of what we already see in nature is already sort of already affected genetically. But I was wondering, did you find that the conversation is different when you're talking about humanity as opposed to plants and other species?
Yeah, of course. We've been, messing with nature in different ways for a very long time. you know, selective breeding and different crops that we, you know, that we've modified over thousands of years. So this isn't a new thing at all. But the idea of modifying ourselves, that is really new. And, you know, I think, I don't know, there's something about the idea of, you know, humans as a species having this ability to change ourselves that's hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah. Is there, have you found many strong arguments for keeping our failings? Because certainly what we see suggested is that there are a lot of things that we could work towards eliminating, you know? But is there something to be said for keeping that frailty?
I think so. And I think it's because, you know, what might at first seem like a frailty or a disadvantage isn't necessarily so.
Right.
You know, in a bigger picture. In the film, we give what I thought was a really interesting and surprising example, which is sickle cell disease, which is a terrible disease and really, you know, really devastating. People, even with, you know, kind of cutting edge treatment, people with that disease will die in their 30s and 40s. So it's terrible. But, you know, scientists now know that the reason that it exists in the human population, the reason this mutation has existed for a long, long time is because in other circumstances, the same mutation that causes sickle cell disease is protective against malaria. And which isn't to say that we shouldn't treat sickle cell disease or even consider the possibility of eliminating it, but I think it really points out that there's a lot we don't know about human diversity and why it exists and what the benefits are of just having people with different abilities and just differences, and you know how valuable that is to the species as a whole. So I think the idea of just deciding that there's a certain way to be and engineering that into humanity would be a terrible thing.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. You know, you mentioned before, so much of this has been theoretical. Like, just the very topic itself sounds like something out of a science fiction film, and here we are.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I mean, it was interesting to see how much of the scientists themselves, you know, some of them were very aware of that and had even been, in some cases, kind of inspired by science fiction to try to do different things that, you know, that they're now turning into reality.
With the scientists that are working on this specifically, how have you found that they're wrestling with these sorts of ideas? Because, okay, this is a crass analogy to quote Jurassic Park, but you know what they say is that they spent so long thinking whether or not they could that they didn't think about whether or not they should. So how is the scientific community wrestling with this?
I mean, you can't generalize, first of all. I mean, that's one thing I really learned is that there's many different opinions among scientists as there are among anyone else. But I would say that generally, I said you can't generalize. I'll try. most scientists I've talked to are thinking about whether or not we should. I think there's been a big shift in science over the last few decades as, you know, more and more we appreciate that technologies have unintended consequences and downsides. And scientists see that in their own lives, you know, things that were supposed to be good aren't always or aren't quite what was promised. And, you know, I think a lot of scientists take that awareness and point it back at their own work. And, you know, people like Jennifer Doudna, George Church, who in the film, those two in particular, you know, they're not against the technology, but they're very much trying to encourage a really thoughtful conversation and, you know, getting input from a lot of people before we just dive into doing anything radical with it.
Sure. So what comes next as this conversation extends to the next steps?
we really made the film to kind of be a conversation starter. As you saw, it's not, you know, it's really not telling people what to think.
Right, absolutely.
A big part of that is because I don't know what to think myself. It's, you know, it's one of those topics where the more I knew, the less I thought I knew, kind of. So we want to get it out to the world, and really in particular, we want to get it out in places where people can, you know, have conversations after they see it, and talk to each other, and talk to experts, and talk to patients and people who are affected, and, you know, and learn more, because obviously it's such a big topic, we couldn't cover everything in the film.
Of course.
But we hope that it's a starting point for people to have, like, a foundation to start thinking about what they would do, you know, their own relationship with this technology and genetics and these questions.
Absolutely. Just wrapping up here, I was wondering how the response has been to the film.
The response has been fantastic. And, you know, in particular, I've been really excited that people get it. And, you know, they walk away feeling like they understand something that they know is very complicated and that maybe they didn't think they would be able to understand. We really set out to make a film that could take this really complicated science and explain it to people without dumbing it down, you know? Like, so when people see the film, they walk away with a real understanding of it, not just metaphors or something like that, but they really know how it works, and people, I think, really are excited about that.
That's exciting. It's an exciting project, Adam, and it's a great film. I really appreciate you chatting with me. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. It was my pleasure.
Great. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Take care.
Thanks.